Morning. Is everyone as excited about today as I am?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the dentist to get my teeth scraped.
Isn't today when those Swedish guys are coming by tool time?
Ja.
And if they like what they see, they're going to distribute the show throughout Europe. You could be looking at the new international tool sensation.
Are you sure they're going to understand tool time in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, they barely understand it here.
Yeah? There could be two words to think about. Jerry Lewis.
The Europeans like him because he acts like a complete buffoon.
We're going to be rich!
Oh, you guys scoff. This episode will blow those Swedes right out of their Volvos. It's a whole salute to men. Men and their hobbies. Men's gadgets. A man's gym.
And what about the European women? What's in it for them?
The same thing that's in it for the American women.
Al?
If the show is a big hit in Europe, does that mean that we finally get to go there?
Yeah. We go to England and visit the Aston Martin factory. Italy, the Ferrari plant. Romantic weekend in Stuttgart at the Porsche factory.
It's about as romantic as touring a sausage factory.
We can do that too. On the way home, we'll swing by Poland.
Morning, Tim.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Morning, Fred.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Are the Swedish guys here yet?
The Swedish guys. I think they'll be here any minute.
You think? You're the producer of the show, right?
Yeah. Unless you know something.
It's 30 degrees out here. Why are you sweating?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try to stop. Tim, your idea for today's show is one of your best, possibly the best ever. Would it embarrass you if I used the word genius?
Wait a minute. Your contract's up at the end of the month, isn't it?
This month, yeah. Can you put in a word for me with Binford?
I'll put in two words. Kiss up. Al.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, you're pretty excited about the show. It's a big one.
Oh, Al Borland is going to take Europe by storm.
Good. Al, you might want to remove the toilet paper from your shoe.
I'll get it. Here, Al, let me help you. There we go.
Thank you, Fred.
Wilson, thank you very much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, Tim, it's my pleasure. You know, I have many relatives living in Sweden. They're going to be so thrilled to see me on TV. Some of them never seen my face. I can't wait to surprise my uncle, Nilsson Wilson.
Nilsson Wilson? I know him in Stockholm. He's a barrel maker, yeah?
Min älskling for broer.
Så, han är mycket fin som lax begravare också. Trevligt att träffas. Jag heter Björn Lars.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me.
Hey, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Bjorn, the Swede that's going to buy my show, Larson. Wayne, come on in for a minute. This is one of the Swedish men that's coming to look at the show. Take him around, give him anything he wants, but keep him away from my raisin bagels. Fred, wait.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
I have not seen the Andretti's yet.
They're
on the show, right?
No, they had to cancel because they have the flu.
How long have you known about this, Fred?
What's the longest I could know without getting in trouble?
We were supposed to have celebrity guests. The Andretti's are yet. You promised me.
I know, I'm sorry. I feel awful about this.
Fred, isn't Paul Newman in town on a charity thing?
You know Paul Newman?
You're supposed to know Paul Newman.
Sorry, you're right. Don't worry about a thing. Listen, I got a lot of great ideas for backup guests. Oh, hey, you know who'd be great? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. You know him?
No, but he'd be great.
Does everybody know what time it is?
It's tool time!
That's right. Bigford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man, Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Well, we have a very big show for you today.
Yes, we do.
We're doing our annual salute. The men. We're guys with flies. We're like our beer out of a bottle. Our chili out of a can. But there's nothing we like better than smoked Swedish salmon with a little juniper under, huh? Or is it called juniper?
As Tim said, we have a big show for you today, but we're going to start off simple by showing you how to build one of these walnut valets.
A walnut valet? Is that someone you pay to park your nuts?
You park your pants right here, and you hang the coat right there, and it's all ready for you in the morning.
What's ready for us right now is our side rails and our dowels.
That's right. I'm going to start off by shaping our shoulder bar with the scroll saw.
After Al's done with that, we'll be shaping that shoulder bar in the steamer box into the right shape for us for our final preparations.
Okay. Now notice my wide, rounded curves.
We'll be right back after these messages from Binford. Welcome back to Tool Time. Al's shoulder piece is not quite ready in the steamer, but the clams are closed. Ooh, it's hot in there. Now it's time to move on to a segment of the show we call Man at His Leisure.
Today we're going to show you an outdoor leisure activity that's recently been brought inside, rock climbing.
And to tell us more about it is expert rock climber Wilson Wilson Jr.
I'm the home maker.
Thanks for dropping in, Wilson. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty complicated-looking equipment. Now, am I going to get to try this?
Yes, indeedy, Tim. Now, what I'm going to do is to take this rope, which is attached to your harness by means of a device we call the carabiner.
Now, they use these same things in sailing, and out there, they got to watch out for the pirates of the carabiner.
Now, Tim, as you climb, make sure your hands and your toes are securely on your holds and propel yourself upwards by using your legs. That's it. Okay, now I'm going to take up the slack here, Tim. Now I have got you, nothing can happen.
All right, ready?
Yeah, take on.
Well, Tim's climbing. Wilson, why don't you tell us something about your rock climbing experiences?
Well, Al, one of my favorites is when I was a park ranger working on Mount Rushmore, and I was attempting to climb Abraham Lincoln's upper lip. Well, I faltered. But luckily, I was able to save myself by gaining a toehold on his wart.
Boy, this is a lot of fun, Wilson. Can I get a little more rope?
Well, Tim, you don't want to go too far off to the side. You don't want to get above your anchor.
You know, Al's right, Tim. Should you let go?
Let go?
Ah!
I'll be right back after these messages from Binford Tools. Ouch. But out there, I almost killed myself. What was that camera doing over there?
It was taping the show. I had nothing to do with it.
It's always nice to have a producer who has nothing to do with the show.
God, what a guy.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? The Swedes aren't finding this amusing at all. We're dying out there.
No, don't worry. The Swedes are going to love Gadget Corner.
Yeah? If they don't, I'm blaming you.
As you should, my friend. As you should.
Hey, Warren. Did you build that little gadget I asked you to?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's not going to work.
Did you build it to my specifications?
That's why I'm sure it's not going to work.
Here's another gadget for the traveling man. A satellite dish in a suitcase.
Wow. So you have the little satellite phone over there. Satellite dish. You know, Al's mom has a satellite chafing dish.
Well, what else do you have to show us, June?
This is a golf club... drink dispenser.
Yeah, great for bringing along my favorite drink, golf club soda. But be sure you have a designated driver.
You know, I hate to wedge myself between you two, but tell us about this little stocking stuffer.
This is an automatic waffle maker. It releases the batter onto this griddle, then sends the waffles down the conveyor belt, where they come out right here, golden brown.
That's great, because I've designed a high-powered syrup dispenser to go along with this. Heidi, my waffle buddy, please.
Oh, no. Tim's made his own gadget. Code red, this is what we train for, people.
All right. This is CO2-powered, 25 PSI.
Yeah, put the fire department and the paramedics on hold.
Now watch this thing. All you do, it dispenses your butter, your syrup, and for our Swedish friends, lingonberry jam at the touch of a button. Just press here. Seems to be a little jam in my jam. Shake a little bit. I got working now.
Yes, it is, Tim.
Back in 15. Stand by.
Fred, I think we're losing these Swedes. This celebrity guest has got to go through the roof. Did you get somebody?
I got somebody great.
Big name?
It's a long name.
What?
Well, look,
here's his bio. He's kind of an unsung hero.
What?
We got to go.
Fred. Ha ha. Welcome back to Tool Time. You know, every now and then we have a segment we call The Unsung Hero. Well, today's guest is just that. His name is Seymour Winderfleffen. And so, Seymour, let's give a big Tool Time welcome for Cy. Welcome to the show, Cy.
Pleasure to be here, Tim.
Cy works at the Department of Animal Control.
So, are you the top dog? A fat cat?
No, I'm just a regular guy who scrapes dead animals off the highway.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
A very little bit.
Well, I get up about 7 a.m. and drive around and pick up dead animals with a shovel.
At the Department of Animal Control, there must be some neat equipment, a special shovel you use.
No, just a shovel. Found it by the side of the road last year. Before that, I didn't even have a shovel.
What would be a really good day for you on a job like this?
Well, one time I had an 8-possum Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you know, how could you beat a day like that, huh?
Well, I didn't think I could, but then one Tuesday, the good Lord blessed me with 12 raccoons and a skunk.
We were hoping to have Paul Newman on the show today.
Paul Newman? Cool Hand Luke, man. In that movie, he had a crate shovel.
You don't get out a lot, do you, Cy?
Well, do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies, yeah.
Well, I like to paint.
Paint? What do you like to paint, Cy?
Still life.
All right, Cy. Well, if you think scraping dead animals off the road is a workout, wait to see our next segment. We'll be right back. Fred?
Mm-hmm.
You can read, can't you?
Yeah, well...
Fred, this show is a disaster. Those Swedes are probably on a plane back to Lingonberry Land right now.
No, they're still here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there any indication they might be enjoying the show?
Well, I think it's a fair assessment that It's a high probability.
Fred?
They're still here. Let's just hang on to that.
All right. Keep them in the building.
All right.
If anything will bring them around, it'll be the segment on the man's gym.
Man's gym. Right.
Hey. Yeah. Thanks for having me on your show. I brought you a present.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Had your lunch?
Oh, hey. Hey, thanks.
Hi, and welcome back. We've talked about a man's work. Now it's time to talk about a man's workout.
Welcome to the Binford 6100 Man's Gym. Let's start out here at the multi-purpose workout center.
It's where you get your buys, tries, and thighs up to size.
This unit has features you'll only find in the men's gym.
If you're tired of sitting on a hard bench, you just press number one. That's so cozy, I could snooze right now.
Now, you may be wondering, if you're going to take a snooze, how do you exercise?
Just press automatic. And the machine does the workout for you.
Now, if the machine's doing all the work, how do you work up a sweat?
Easy. We got sweat in this one. We got cold beer over here. That would be the sweat.
All right, moving on. All right, who hasn't been in the middle of a workout when nature comes a-calling?
In the man's gym, you'd have to drop your workout to drop your drawers. You just row as you go. And no need to lift the seat in the man's gym, I'll tell you that right now. How about a little refreshment, Al?
Let's go to the bars. The man's health bar.
Two man's gym specials, Milt. Here's your health. Nothing healthier than Swedish vodka.
Unless, of course, it's a Swedish massage.
Have a little back rub, Milt.
I don't go for that sort of thing. But Helga does.
Oh, I love my job.
Well, it's time for a different sort of cardiovascular exercise. By the way, this happens to be the man's steam room.
There's a trap! Close the door!
Well, nothing gets the heart pumping faster than the man's exercise bike.
For the man's gym, we don't use an ordinary exercise bike. We use one of these.
That's right. This can be set to many different levels.
Beginning rider. Expert rider. If you're tired of pedaling it all together, we've got easy rider. Good show, guys.
Hey, Tim. The man's gym sequence was incredible. I have chills.
Fred is right. I think that the rowing machine toilet made a big splash with the Swedes.
I'm not sure anything made up for the Lingonberry accident and the animal control guy.
Listen. Here come the Swedes. All right. They must have made their decision. All I want to say is, no matter what happens, the most important thing is that we stick together. Please.
Gentlemen. After much thought and many changes of clothes, we have decided to buy Tool Time.
Yes! All right!
Thank you very much.
So, was it the man's gym put you over the top?
Oh, no, we liked the whole show. In Sweden, we love slapstick comedy. You are the next Jerry Lewis. Hey, Dean!
That calls for celebration, I'll tell you what. We work awful darn hard on this show. Hey, guys, got the mail? There's a package from Sweden. You know what that means?
You won the Nobel Prize again?
Got my first Tool Time show dubbed in Swedish. And our first check.
Oh, cool. How much did they pay you?
Well, if it's any of your business, which it's not, it's 1,500 kroners.
Wow. How much is that in American money?
$22.83.
That's it?
Where the money starts rolling in from Lapland?
Välkomna till Tool Time. Jag är er värd, Tim Lantigan Taylor. Och ni känner alla mina assistenter, Al Borland. Tack ska du ha. Okej, dagens första del handlar om grejer som fastnar.
Och vi pratar inte om att Tim klistrar fast sitt huvud till ett bord.
You know, I never understood that joke till I heard it in Swedish.
This is so weird. Doesn't sound anything like you. That sounds like you.
Yes, there's your winter flippering. But working at the Department of Animal Control, you probably have a special handled hammer with a lot of attachments.
Hammer?
No, I have a shovel, Tim.
I can hear that from here.
It's a shovel!
I actually use a shovel.
It's not a hammer.
I tried hammering off the road for a while, and it didn't just work.
Well, but you work at the Department of Animal Control, so you probably have a special handled
shovel.
It's a shovel,
Tim.
Handled.
I generally use a shovel.
Shovel, yeah.